Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucis, for playing that. Thank you, Dawson, for the introduction. Thank you to Reliant for being a part of this. Appreciate you guys. Tucci's questions. By the way, you guys like the two Monday night football games?
Not crazy about it, especially when the Bengals and the Dolphins and the Jets are involved, and Bo Nix. It's really just a recipe for disgust.
But keep it staggered. Keep it staggered so I can go from one to the other and, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be going back and forth.
But generally, give me my one game. That's where I sort of reset.
I grew up on the one game. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think you need two.
We all did.
I don't think you need two games.
Yeah. I grew up on the one game, and I was kind of hopeful that the one game would always be pretty good that week. You know, that's where I used to get our highlights. In the 70s, we didn't have, you know, the ESPN, like, at halftime highlights with Howard Cosell. Mm. Those were the only highlights.
From the Sunday slate?
From the Sunday games.
Now it's like Boom's fastest 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, now they've reduced Boom to just one.
1 minute?
I saw it literally last night. Chris Berman's fastest minute.
Oh, that's terrible. Jeez.
Yeah, they've just squeezed our guy out.
That's Howard Cosell used to give me the highlights from Orchard Park or from, you know, it was always, from Miami. It was kind of crazy. I mean, that was it. Those were the only way you knew who was playing.
That's heartbreaking, dude. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
But I do miss the way SportsCenter was when we grew up.
You based your entire view of the world off a 30-second highlight package.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
It is nuts. And you used to read the newspaper for the box scores. That was another one.
That's how the original fantasy football started. They're going through the newspaper finding out, okay, what were the stats? And then you're adding it all up.
It's hilarious.
Crazy. All right, Dawson, I'll start with you on this one. Got questions for my guys. On Tuesday, I like to do that. I like to, you know, we kind of in between watching tape and, you know, kind of putting one game to bed, getting ready for another one, but got questions I got from the films and things. Dawson?
Yeah.
Is Turpin proven to you more than he's just much more than a gadget player?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I don't think he is a down-in, down-out type of receiver guy, but, you know, for a package of plays for Kevontae Turpin, I like that. You know, I like keeping him involved. Some of the stuff he's doing down the sideline, and then I don't know what you call the route that he ran, but it was like he was up the middle. He breaks in. It just destroys the guy's ankles on that one that he had to go up for.
Oh, the one that was called back?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. The one that was called back was such a nasty route where the DB literally falls down.
He's got some tools. You know,
how about you, Chieftain? Is it Turpin proving to you that he's much more than just a gadget player?
Yes, he is. Now, he's still a complimentary piece. He needs the CeeDee Lambs and the George Pickens out there on the field with him. But absolutely, he's proven that he can be more than just a random, hey, we got our 4 or 5 Turpin plays that we'll try and sprinkle in and catch the defense asleep in a little bit. He's now becoming much more of like, hey, you're actually a wide receiver who also has the other skill sets that we can trick it up with you. But yeah, I think he's proven, and we saw it in training camp. And we were hopeful that we would see it in the games, and we've been calling for it for a couple of years now with him. And credit to Shoddy and company for finally getting him in the mix.
How about you there, Wooly?
Yeah, with the way he's running routes, the crossers, the ability to make tough catches along the sideline that he showed, he's a legitimate wide receiver. He's absolutely more than just let's find a little package for you, in my opinion, not sure. Just a gadget guy. He definitely is making – but, yeah, he's not a guy that I'm looking at like, okay, I can move on from Pickens – and I can elevate.
I couldn't get you to do that then,
no,
right?
No.
I couldn't get any of you guys to move on from Pickens.
I think he's perfect as a third or fourth option for you.
Don't get me wrong. If this thing spirals out of control.
No. You're only making the trade.
I'm not making the trade right now. I'm trying to
save you from having to move one of your ones is what I'm trying to do. So if you're going to move a player that you might not re-sign.
Yeah, and if their plan is to not re-sign him, I'm totally open-minded to doing that.
Yeah, I would not consider it at all right now. I think what George Pickens just showed me is that this thing is on an upward trajectory as he gets more comfortable with Dak.
I like what you're saying there, Dawson. Like that a lot. How about this one, Chieftain, for you?
Mm-hmm.
Has the play caller or the running game been the most beneficial to Dak?
It's a good question. I mean,
it's a good question. That's all I ask.
It all ties in together, and I think, you know, the credit to the run game has to do with the coaching staff and things like that. So, but we've seen Dak with a good running game before. We've never really seen him with a legit offense, a legit play designer, and a legit play caller, and that's something we've been calling for forever. So I guess I'll go that way.
The play caller. Dak's benefited more from the play caller than he has the running game.
Yeah, and it's tough, but I'll just give the credit to Shoddy because I think he's part of the reason why you have a good run game.
How about you there, Wooly?
I'll lead the running game, and it's only I don't know how much like Dak's checking out of things. Like how much is Dak audible at the line of scrimmage? It seems like he's doing it a lot.
Yeah,
so
he is.
I don't know like how much is like the initial Shoddy play call, and now Dak's like based on what he's seeing. And so I'll just lean the running game for that reason. But obviously
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Shoddy's been phenomenal so far through the first 4 weeks with in terms of the blend, run, pass. I think he deserves a lot of praise. But just to answer this question, I'm going Clayton
that
Adams.
That sounded very it sounded like you were fence riding there for a minute.
I'm going Clayton Adams in the running game.
Clayton Adams and the running game over the play caller.
Yes.
I like what you did there. Dawson, what about this?
I think when you talk about the installation of the offense and the coaches, that's more big picture. Everything kind of falls underneath it. I think the running game is benefiting from it. But the phrase that sticks out to me from their install period and training camp in the preseason was we got to marry the running game with the passing game.
Sure.
And I think because of that, both the running game and Dak are benefiting. And there's just so much that goes into the coaching staff helping the running game right now. So I think the coaches are the biggest factor with all the success that we're seeing.
I like that. I tell you what, if I had to pick one, I think the play caller's helping him a lot. I mean, Dak's making some, but you do see some like you see some route combinations and you see some things down
the
field.
Better. Yeah,
you do see some guys
better.
Open.
It's less about the play call because, well, Chuck, you're right. Like, right. But still, Dak has all the autonomy, but right. he's choosing a shoddy design.
Yeah,
for
sure.
So the offense is much more advanced in helping out Dak and the rest of the offense in a way that we've really have not seen.
Yeah. I do like the running game too. All right, Wooly.
What up?
Does Shamar James need to be in the picture as a starting linebacker?
Ooh. You know what? I'm fine with it. I was so wrong about these linebackers. At Jack Sanborn, I was hopeful. He's coming over. Can he be like the Eric Kendricks to Mike Zimmer was last year?
Sure.
And it just hasn't happened. And I think we're starting to see why. Maybe he was a backup, you know, rotational piece in Chicago. Maybe that's where he can excel. Because there are times where, like, Sanborn, he'll tackle, he'll make some run fits, but him in coverage has been bad. Kenneth Murray in coverage has been bad. So I wouldn't mind it. And if you're going to start Shamar James, much like with Maris Leofau, young players, probably going to be growing pains. But at this point, I'm okay with that. You know what? The defense is already having enough issues as it is. Let's let the young guys play.
Dawson?
Man, I don't know between him and Damone Clark, you know, what's worse. I think with Sanborn, you at least get a guy who's going to be in position in the box to make the tackle, and you got to work on some of the back end stuff. I don't know if we can handle another rookie on learning curve at a key spot in the middle of your defense.
Chieftain?
Yeah, I think I've seen enough from him, even going back to the preseason and then what you saw from him the other night. Obviously going to be growing pains, but I'd rather take my lumps with young players that I'm developing than have veterans. Like, the tie is always going to go to the young player in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, like, what is the reason why any of these other veterans should really be playing over him? It's not like they've been any good. So I'd rather just take my lumps with a rookie.
Dawson?
Yeah.
Are you still interested in a rotating these cornerbacks, or do you just want to go with two starters?
I'm not really interested in rotating many at all. I like what they have in Reddy Stewart. I think Trayvon Diggs is going to knock the rust off and play at least, you know, somewhat average as the season goes on. And Deron Bland's got to build confidence on that foot and that ankle, and he's going to be better. So I like the three they got.
How about you there? Wooly Bully?
Yeah, it needs to be Diggs, Bland, and Stewart. Those are the three that they need to rock with. And if somebody needs a break, then Kyrie Elam can get out there. But Kyrie Elam, I think, has shown why the Bills were ready to move on from him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a solid depth piece for you. But Bland and Diggs are under contract for the future. Now, maybe they move Trayvon Diggs. I still believe that's definitely a possibility. But those are the guys that are going to be here. And then when Savone Revel's ready, he can get into that as well. But those are the three, I think, that you need to just play in your nickel package with Reddy Stewart.
How about you, Chief?
Sorry, I was going to add Elam's a good tackler.
If there's an obvious running situation, probably
put him on the field.
Yeah, but otherwise, I agree with these fellas. I'm not trying to see too much more of Elam. I'm looking forward to the Revel return whenever he makes his debut. And I'm starting to wonder as well, not to be super knee-jerk, I know he's trying to overcome some injuries and stuff, but is Deron Bland, as much as he doesn't want to be a nickel corner, is he better as a nickel corner than a boundary corner?
Sure.
I think that's still something that should be on the table once health gets going for other guys. Maybe Revel could step in on the boundary, but Stewart has done a good enough job at this point to where I would just keep it with Diggs, Bland, and Stewart.
And I'm with you. When Revel's ready, I think that he plays outside in nickel and you kick Bland in. I think that's Bland's. That's his best way to show his array of skills, because he is one of those pesky guys inside that'll stick his nose in it and tackle. And I think he does a good job in short area quickness against some of those slot receivers.
In a quick answer, just going around the room, what group is going to benefit the most from injured players coming back? The linebacking room or the cornerback room?
Linebacker, because I know Overshown's an absolute demon. Revel, I don't know what we're going
to
get.
Yeah, I mean, and even with Overshown, it's hard to know after an injury like that, but I'll take my chances seeing what I've seen from Overshown.
Yeah, for sure. That makes three. Overshown.
So linebacker is going to benefit more him coming back than you getting with the corners and stuff.
Revel, Butler, Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just some, I guess, a little bit of hope in there. That would be awesome if Revel has a rookie year.
Sure.
More impressive than what Overshown's going to throw down. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the nation, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Woolchuck, what's on deck?
Halftime interviews, Monday Night Football aftermath, and a big L for this Tuscaloosa bar. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.